I had searched my mind and my heart, and I cannot think of anything, not anything that anyone could do to deserve this. I carried him, I nurtured him, I loved with him, I cried with him, I gave him life, and in one hateful moment, they took it all away. Words cannot describe the devastation, pain that a mother feels when her child leaves this world before her. It is nothing that you can do to prepare for such a thing. It goes against the natural order of things. You are left with a void so large and so deep that nothing can fill it. His children will never see their father again. They will forever have the memory of seeing him shut down like an animal in their hearts and their minds. To see the pain on their faces breaks what's left of my heart. I can't see what killing my son has accomplished besides bringing pain to everyone who knew and loved him. I can honestly tell you that it is only by the grace of God that I am standing here today. My question is, where does this end? How long before we say enough is enough? This has got to stop. As a community, we have to come together. We have to talk. We have to be our brother's keeper. In Bermuda, this is so-called not snitching has taken over a life of its own. It has infiltrated our lives and has become the norm. There is someone somewhere who knows who killed my son. Please speak up. You don't have to identify yourself in these times that we are living in. We don't expect you to. Speak up, all the mothers who have lost their sons to gun violence. Speak up for all the children who are left without fathers. Speak up for all the sisters and brothers and aunties and uncles who have lost someone dear to them. Speak up for all the families who are still reeling from the devastation. If this can happen to me, then surely you must know that it could happen just as easily to you. Let's take a step today to end the gun violence right here and right now. Speak up. Just because it is the right thing to do. As I lead you, as we go about our lives from day to day, I pray that God protects us and guide us, and we try to heal as a community and as a people. May God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. That is good.